Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States.
I'm not saying goodbye. In many ways, I'm now saying hello as your vice president.
Well, the only way we're going to beat him at the ballot box is if we fix the problems at the mailbox.
If I was worried about anybody, I'd be worried about gun-carrying Republican congressmen.
We could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
Well, nothing but good news wrapped up today there, huh? How about that? Barry McCaffrey worried about gun-toting Republican congressman. Wow, what a way to head into inauguration week.
Sounds a lot like unity to me.
Yeah.
It does. Let's have unity. Let's all get together, go forward. Rah-rah team.
That starts tomorrow.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. Hey, it is Tuesday. Glad that you're with us. Glad to be back. Thanks to Mike Ferguson for filling in yesterday over the holiday. As you can tell, the holiday weekend only did damage to my voice. I guess I've been yelling at the TV too much. Not that that happens. I mean, you know I would never do that.
No.
No, not at all. No.
I'm sure your family would completely support that claim.
You know, I'd like to completely blame it on the bad basketball game my team played this weekend, but that wasn't it. I did watch a little bit of the Chiefs game. Denise, have we heard any updates on Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, I think he's still under the going, like the I guess the concussion protocol that started that day, like takes 5 days before he's allowed on the field. But I thought I read somewhere that it was a nerve thing, not a concussion. And I mean, ooh. I think he's okay.
I hope so.
Good.
I really do, because although the backup quarterback did fine, you would hate to see them get this far and then lose that guy. That would be awful.
Yeah, no, hopefully everything will be good to go and Mahomes will be ready to take on the Bills on Sunday.
Yeah, I hope so. Again, I don't watch the NFL much these days. I did catch the end of a couple of those games this weekend as I was flipping the channel around, and of course want to see the Chiefs. Chiefs do well, of course. It's good. It's a good thing. Hey, coming up, I don't know if you've been paying any attention at all, of course, to what's happening on the southern border. I mentioned this before the top of the hour. There's a group of like 1,000 people or more who've started moving up through Mexico again from Guatemala, coming to the southern border because they said that Joe Biden has promised to take care of them. And they're on their way here. I don't know how the Mexicans are going to deal with this. So I thought we had a deal with them, but Donald Trump's just about out of office. So we're going to talk to Todd Bensman about that coming up this morning at around 8:20. Todd is with the Center for Immigration Studies and has been keeping an eye on all of this and, you know, what happens to the wall, what happens to border security, how you know, worried should we be in the middle of a pandemic that 1,000 people are coming up here from Guatemala? It just adds to, I'm sure, the many headaches that Joe Biden will face in his first few weeks in office. No doubt about that. And at the bottom of the hour, it's 2A Tuesday. We're going to talk about, among other things, the fact that the NRA announced this weekend that they're filing bankruptcy and they're going to reorganize in the state of Texas. So we got Mark Walters on here to talk with us about that. Of course, he's worked for the Second Amendment Foundation and covers gun issues all the time. So we'll get Mark on at the bottom of the hour. But right now, the man, the legend.
He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the yolk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro, welcome into the program, my friend. How are you?
What, do you have a hangover? What's going on there in St. Louis?
Man alive, I'm telling you. I sounded great in my own head, and the mic went on, and it just didn't happen this morning.
I mean, look, I'm all a fan of honesty. Like, I'm always willing to critique my own performance, be like, oh, that was stupid. Like, today I messed up Katie Couric's name, so I made fun of myself. That's what you do. But, yeah, so, I mean, was it tequila? The whiskey, bourbon, what are you doing?
The bourbon doesn't do that to me. It had to be something else. Maybe I drank too much beer.
Maybe you're drunk on Biden.
I'm going to have a hangover from that. I will guarantee you.
Before your hangover?
Before my hangover. Yeah.
Sure.
Where, I don't know about you, but like the worst on-air voice experience I ever had was I came out of a commercial break one time when I was on TV, and during the commercial break, I had taken a bite of a pork rind.
Right.
And some of that stuff got down the wrong pipe. And when we came back out on camera, I could not say a single word. And well, my co-anchor hung me out to dry.
Who is this person? I must look her up and find out why she was so cruel to Mark Cox.
She was. She just like, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him what you did. So then I was just kind of.
Wow.
Stuck. Yeah. Yeah. You ever had anything like that, Todd?
Pork rinds? Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
God bless you, buddy.
Ew.
What small market were you in?
I was in St. Louis. It's not. Oh, wow. It's not like a regular snack, but somebody had sent some bags of them to the newsroom for some company, some new product. And we were, you know, when food arrives at a television newsroom, people flock to it like moths to a fire. So
it's like those videos where you see, like, on the Serengeti, you see like a lion and all the pride of lions attacking like a zebra. That's what food in a newsroom is like.
Exactly. But that's kind of how that went down. That was one of the worst. You ever gotten choked up like that on air and can't talk?
Mine wasn't. In retrospect, the day was kind of the big. It happened on Sandy Hook Day. I lost my voice toward the end of the day, and you know. But again, I don't. Sorry to bring everybody in, but you asked me honestly. I got to answer honestly. It was my loss of voice that day was completely irrelevant in light of the horrific events of that day. But the interesting thing about that story, we had our station party the day before, and so you had a lot of people with some bleary eyes and a lot of the main players, I'll just leave it at that, were at our party the night before, because it was a party for guests and for people that the PIOs and things along those lines. And then obviously the next morning was, quite frankly, I would say the worst day in Connecticut history, at least modern history, and it was certainly a horrible day for the country. So I remember that moment, but of not having the voice. But again, it pales in comparison, and I'm sorry to bring you down. I know you were thinking I was going to come up with a joke, and I would, but I have to be honest to you, sir. That was a jokey day for me.
I understand that, but I still see that you're projecting because you had a hangover from the night before. That must be what's wrong with me today.
Hey, look, I don't know what you do on MLK Day there in St. Louis. I don't know how you get loose.
Just
loose
saying.
To honor the king. It's none of my business. Live and let be.
I'm drinking lots of coffee, trying to coax my voice along this morning, that's for sure.
So
Todd, you and I have covered big stories from coast to coast over the years.
Right.
I have never seen anything like what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now with the thousands. There are more troops in D.C. than there are in Iraq and Afghanistan right now.
Combined.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And look, I'm definitely a preparer. I'm not going to sit here and lie to your audience and say I am not a preparer. I'm definitely a preparer. But it's one thing to prepare, you know, it's like a lawyer, you get things ready. But it's another thing when that preparation is in full view of your people as a country and the world. And so I think, unfortunately, it is sending bad messages when it comes to the concept of democracy. And I'm not going to argue here it is or is not needed. I think that there are arguments on both sides of that. But from an optics perspective, it's sad. And we are going to need to take some time to come back from that, one, with our own people, but two, in the eyes of the world, because we are supposed to be the bastion of democracy. 25,000 troops on the streets of your capital, not there for ceremony, but for serious stuff, is chips away at that.
Well, you know, this weekend, one of your competing networks had a guest on who suggested that, you know, because of the makeup of the National Guard, and it's largely white and it's largely men, they're going to have to vet these people to make sure they don't have an inside job cooking up against Biden, which, number one, was insulting to everybody in the military.
Right.
And then General Barry McCaffrey comes out this weekend and says this. Go to cut 16, please.
We don't want to tell a National Guard, a huge number of whom have laid down their lives or been grievously wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we don't trust them. So a cautionary note of anybody within gunshot of the president is appropriate. But if I was worried about anybody, I'd be worried about gun-carrying Republican congressmen being near the president. They better get them to start going through the screening at the door and tell them it's mandatory. I wouldn't trust them within an inch of my life.
Well, that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, let's take these in order. First of all, Steve Cohen is good for, I said it on air, you know, one to two completely outlandish comments, like beyond the pale comments per year. He's reached his quota for 2021. So congrats to you, Steve Cohen. I will never understand how that man continuously gets elected in a southern state, albeit in a city of Memphis, but I digress. So, I mean, that comment is ridiculous. It is offensive. I mean, I live in a Democrat state. I can guarantee that most of those National Guard members are registered Democrats. But, you know, I guarantee in your state, most of them are Republicans. That doesn't matter what their party affiliation is. When they put that uniform on, they are 100% American soldiers, and they are trying there to defend the homeland. And to suggest anything otherwise is uproariously offensive. As for that general, I'll just leave you with this. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox who was going through the liberalization of our ruling military class, the upper echelon of the military. And that opened my eyes. I was completely unaware of that. You know, I work for Fox. I think we're the military. Everybody, if you're conservative, you're military, you're conservative, and they all watch us and they love us all the time. Tucker Carlson opened my eyes last night. And yeah. So, I mean, I think you shouldn't be surprised to hear comments like you heard last night. That doesn't mean it's right, but you shouldn't be surprised to hear that. And again, it's that lumping of all 74 million Trump voters stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Well, it wasn't 74 million people. It was a small handful. They did something bad, and they need to be punished for it. Not all 74 million people who voted for Trump.
Definitely going to be the strangest, transfer of power in our history. I guess the president, unless you guys reported differently on this morning, is planning on departing Washington about this time tomorrow, right?
Yeah, he's going to be out. I texted a buddy of mine who's, let's put it this way, not in your and my financial class, in the sort of, you know, beating around the bush of the Trump financial class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, you excited for your new neighbor, buddy? down there in the Mar-a-Lago, West Palm area. So, I guess they're excited. You know, they're used to the Secret Service issues and the headaches that just surround any president, regardless of party, when they're in your area. But, you know, he's going to be gone, and that's that.
I heard where some of the neighbors at Mar-a-Lago are now trying to claim that it's against city ordinance to have a permanent residency there because it's a hotel and a resort. He won't be able to live there, even though he owns it, because they have a local rule against permanent residency there.
I mean, that's when lawyers get involved and come up with something creative. If I'm President Trump, this is low on my list of things that I worry about. And now begs the question that we've all been asking, what next for him? And, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to hazard a guess because I just don't know. And I wonder if he knows at this point in terms of I'm not talking about sort of the negative stuff that, you know, you hear rumors here and there and hear Democrats sounding off. I'm talking about what's next for career, business, political, all that stuff. And, you know, I think it's going to be big tech is the fascinating question of our times. I think this is the second fascinating question of our times. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next, you know, 4 to 8 years.
Yeah. So I'm guessing at this point that going into the movie making business and making Home Alone 4 is not an option.
No. Yeah. If you can't get Culkin, you're done. you out. But
they're erasing him from those. They're trying to erase the president from parents in one of those movies.
This is the reason the Chinese are beating us. I'm just being honest because we're focused on this stuff.
You can't, you couldn't make it up if you wanted to. And you know, I've got a guest coming up in the next hour, Todd. I don't know if you guys cover this or not, but the president went to the southern border the other day and talked about his fence and the fact that it worked and he was proud of it. And now we've got a 1,000-person caravan headed to the border again. I thought we had taken care of that problem.
I mean, we've had, I can't tell you how many guests from Tom Holman to Mark Morgan on Fox and Friends and my show Fox and Friends First who have beaten the drum on this from the moment that Biden announced he was going to be a candidate to the primaries, to the nomination, to the election, basically saying this is what was going to happen. And so this should come as no shock whatsoever to anybody. And I find the backtrack fascinating. You know, Biden's campaign folks or Biden's administration folks are like, well, you know, you guys can't come in right now. And it's like, oh, progressives are going to be not happy with that answer.
Too late. They're halfway through. Well, I guess they busted through the border yesterday.
But Biden doesn't want to remain in Mexico. So what's Biden going to do? He's not letting him in here. He doesn't like remain in Mexico. He said these people need to leave their home countries. So what's left? I mean, Biden has backed himself into a corner here. I don't know how he resolves it.
Yeah, it is going to be a mess. Well, Todd, my friend, listen, we always appreciate you coming on, and hopefully by this time next week I'll have a voice.
And again, this was the most serious conversation we've had. I'm sorry.
Well, serious times, buddy. Don't apologize for it. You're covering the big news up there. I need your input on that.
Tomorrow, I mean, next week, I'll just, you know, go off the rails. I'll speak in tongues. I'll do whatever you need to put a smile on the people of St. Louis's face.
You're the man. Todd Pyro, thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep, we'll talk soon. At Todd Pyro on Twitter and host of Fox and Friends First there on Fox at about 4 a.m. every morning our time. You can get on there and see him. And as he mentions all the time, if you're not up that early, just DVR it because they get ratings credit for it later. So that's really what they're after. Anyway, ladies, you still there?
Of course.
We are here.
Just
always.
Checking. I couldn't tell if you were there or not.
I mean, you were just covering that DVR thing so perfectly. We just didn't have anything to add.
How do you, did you hear that story, though, about them trying to keep the president from living at his own resort?
I had not heard that one. No.
But nothing surprises
me.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me at all. I did hear the Home Alone thing. I think Macaulay Culkin even spoke out on that one.
I mean, it's just funny to me. Like, we can erase him from a movie. Do you think he's going to disappear? Like, you take him out of a movie or a mention of him, and he's just going to evaporate?
Which is why his role going forward is going to be so interesting, because as a society, there are a lot of forces trying to erase him in general. So
it just doesn't work that way.
No. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to be erased easily.
No.
Well, I think they're still mad at him in Palm Beach because they told him his flag was too high. Remember that? And that it couldn't be more than 50 feet off the ground. And he had one that was like 75.
No, I don't remember.
So he had his grounds crew mound dirt up 25 feet high, and then he put the flagpole on top of that, a 50-foot flagpole, which was technically still in the guidelines, right? Because it was on an elevated piece of land.
I don't know. That sounds impeachable to me. We should probably try to get that done before tomorrow.
Chuck Schumer is on it. Don't you worry. Chucky's going to get him. He's going to get him. Hey, Mark Walters is coming up. Joe Biden has promised to end the NRA. Now the NRA has declared bankruptcy. Did you hear that story? I can't wait to get Mark's take on it. Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, my guest, coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What I want for my people, I just want patience and peace that we can get to the U.S. because they're having a new president, versus Biden. He's going to help all of us. He's given us 100 days to get to the U.S. and give us legal mental paper so we can get a better life for our kids and family.
Yeah, that's one of the migrants coming up from Honduras, in fact, with the promise of, streets paved with gold in America, because Joe Biden is about to become president of the United States. I wanted to play that. We're going to get to the immigration side of the problems facing the new administration coming up here in the next hour, so stay tuned for that. But the other thing, the other side of that is domestically. And one thing that's got the anti-gun groups chomping at the bits is a Joe Biden presidency with his direct promise to immediately attack the NRA. That just blows my mind. And that is why we're getting to 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, Mark Walters back with us this morning, host of Armed American Radio. Just listening to a little bit of that myself yesterday. And, of course, he's also a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, AA Radio on Twitter. So AAR Radio on Twitter. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Perilous times, brother.
Perilous times, brother. Always great to get you on here because you do such a great job of covering all these issues there on your own show on Armed American Radio. You know, I read the story about the NRA bankruptcy, and of course the headline was NRA bankrupt. But the truth of it is, it looks to me like the NRA has decided finally to get the hell out of New York State.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people ask that question. Why were they in New York to begin with? Here's something most people don't know. The National Rifle Association is the nation's oldest civil rights organization. They've been incorporated in New York since the 1850s, and most people don't realize that. It's just been fairly recently, when you look back at America's history, that New York has been so hostile to the Second Amendment. And, of course, Letitia James and Cuomo's regime up there in New York has been so hostile that the NRA has said, you know what, we got to go. And this, using the laws, look, Chapter 11 has been used by business owners around the country for decades to be able to reorganize. That's what Chapter 11 is, and that's what the NRA is trying to do, and it looks like they're trying to reorganize in Texas. It's going to be a long fight. No doubt New York's going to want to put their claws in them and keep them in New York, but it's at least it's a step in the right direction. It's about time the NRA took it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the NRA's had – they've had some problems. They've had some internal issues. From everything I've read, I mean, financially they're not in bad shape. I mean, it's not like, as Joe Biden has claimed, he's going to destroy or get rid of the NRA or whatever, deal with the NRA. I don't think they're coming at this from such a position of weakness that people might perceive from that news.
I don't disagree with you, although I did find it interesting when I read the filing myself. I thought, you're filing Chapter 11, you have to show some financial insolvency. Letter to the board, Wayne LaPierre, who's part of the problem, by the way, at the NRA, he needs to go. NRA needs new leadership, no doubt. But when I read the letter that he wrote to the board, he's telling the board members that the NRA is financially more solvent than it's ever been. I don't know how that jives in a bankruptcy court, but we're going to wait and find out, I guess. I'm sure they've got a strategy.
Well, I'm sure that the fine folks in Texas, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West of the Republican Party and the folks down there, and the Governor Abbott, are glad to have them if they want to show up.
Well, they represent 100 million plus gun owners. Let's be, just because the NRA only has 5 million members, if I could, let me quote Alan Gottlieb. He's the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation.
Right.
And he said about that attack from Biden, by attacking the Second Amendment rights of 100 million Americans, Biden is not bringing us together, but dividing us further. If people take to the streets in protest, if violence occurs, it'll be his fault. And he should be impeached for violating our constitutional rights and inciting violence. Maybe it's time to ban him from Twitter and Facebook. So a new twist from Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. All of us are sick and tired of the attacks on law-abiding gun owners. The nation's getting ready to be gaslighted like we've never been before after Wednesday. So it's going to be a rough ride for gun owners. And my advice to you is, in order to combat what's getting ready to happen, you've got to be awake. You have to stay on top of what's happening. You've got to get the facts. You've got to get the truth. You've got to listen to Mark. You've got to listen to Armed American Radio. You've got to join the Second Amendment Foundation. You've got to understand we've got to counter these attacks coming at us. It's going to be a withering, withering, withering blitzkrieg of fake news.
Oh, it is. Yesterday, retired General Barry McCaffrey, I don't know if you heard that bite or not, suggested that he's not worried about the National Guard troops that are in D.C. He's more worried about gun-toting Republican congressmen. Of course, he's talking about Lauren Boebert there, I'm sure, the new congresswoman from Colorado.
Right. Yeah, what is there to be afraid of?
Thank you.
An individual exercising her right to bear arms. Look, they've had the ability to carry firearms in Congress for decades. It's never been an issue until Lauren Boebert shows up in Washington, D.C. and makes it an issue. And these are people who are so stupid, they will vote against their own constitutional freedom. I mean, think about that. Put that in perspective, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. And then we saw the video this week talking about what's going to happen in state capitals and all that. You know, I'm sure there are going to be people who are out there holding rallies. I don't know who they are, though. And that's the whole thing, Mark. I saw a picture from Michigan with some, people exercising their Second Amendment rights not too far from the Capitol building there, not in a threatening manner at all. But again, that's where the news story is going to focus. These must be the bad guys.
Well, it is. And interestingly, you mentioned that you make a great point. You know, I'm pretty well plugged in to the Second Amendment deal. I'm a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and others. And I don't know who these groups are either. I've not heard, nor has anyone called me, nor have I been asked to participate in any of these quote-unquote rallies. The organization that I'm a member of, and I'm a life member of many, including the Arizona Citizens Defense League, GeorgiaCarry.org, et cetera, I've never been – these groups, as far as I know, and I've spoken to their leaders, are not organizing these rallies. So I don't know either. I don't know if these are loosely knit people that we've never heard of. I have absolutely no clue. I don't know if this is media driven. I have no idea. But no one has contacted me about it, so I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and something to keep an eye on, because they're going to spread a wide net and try to blame everybody for the acts of a few people. Mark, I'm out of time, my friend. Tell people when they can find you on Armed American Radio.
8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, or 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time, armedamericanradio.org for all information, and join the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, at saf.org and help us fight. Thank you, Mark, for everything.
Good stuff. We'll have you on again soon. Mark Walters there with us this morning at AAR Radio if you want to follow him there on Twitter. Let me get to a quick break here. What say you? 314-241-9797. We got the Center for Immigration Studies coming up. And my friend Chris Arps in the next hour. Stay tuned.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
USO Salute on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Our friends at the USO, usomissouri.org, their website to find out more details. Of course, we love to just remind people of what they do, that they're not just the door you see out at St. Louis Lambert Airport, where a lot of people walk by. They help folks throughout Southern Illinois, Missouri, and with Thanksgiving dinners and delivering toys. And you think of it, they probably do it for our troops. So thanks to you at the USO. They depend on volunteers. So go to their website or go to 971talk.com/USO salute to find out how you might be able to help them. We appreciate them. Mm-hmm. We really do. Hey, by the way, in case you were wondering, Josh Hawley got a new publisher for his book. Regnery has said they will publish his book on big tech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yep. Knew someone would step up and take that book on.
Yeah, right. That didn't take long.
It's
going to be a bestseller. And why would you not want to do that? Hopefully they do that quickly. But in the meantime, in case you need something to help you feel better about what's going on in the country, Don Lemon, a former St. Louis newscaster, is ready to help you. Go to cut number 9, please.
This is an ode to James Baldwin and the fire next time, and it's called This is the Fire. And for me, this is not about selling books, because you know I have a full-time job. I do 2 hours here. I do a bunch of other things. But this is, I really think that this book will help heal America.
There's no ego either.
Thank goodness. What we all need right now, Don Lemon's book.
Don Lemon's book is going to heal America.
Yeah. This unity plan.
Good luck with that.
In case you've been wondering.
Goodness.
In case you're having trouble sleeping and you're looking for a good read, go read Don Lemon's book.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just amazing. Mm-hmm. That he thinks, of course, you know, if you put it out there, you got to promote it, right?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't need to. He's fine.
It's not about selling books.
Yeah, it's not about selling books. Crazy. But by the way.
I mean, the air up there on that high horse must have him lightheaded or something. He's talking all sorts of crazy now.
Oh, it's pretty funny. Loved, Denise, the story you put up about Steve's hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're trying to help out Crown Candy. Is that right?
Yeah, Crown Candy's had some trouble, I think, throughout the pandemic. Lots of businesses have. But just recently, again, they had a couple of employees test positive. And so they obviously have to shut down. And when you're a small business and you're trying to make it during times like these, that just is even more of a hit. And so Steve's Hot Dogs has stepped in. And if you go, I think it's through tomorrow.
That's correct.
You order, like they collaborated, I think like a month or so ago on basically bringing like the Crown Candy hot dog kind of together, working together. And so if you buy that particular hot dog, proceeds are going to go to help Crown Candy, you know, because they've been closed for about a week.
The Crown Candy BLT hot dog.
Yes.
Where they sprinkle the bacon on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, sounds fantastic. Good.
That's a win-win.
Mm. It is.
Go eat delicious hot dog with bacon on it.
I just love, you know, I mean, small businesses are struggling, and to see them helping each other and, you know, stories like this, it's like, yeah, we're you know, in this together trying to help each other out. So it's just really cool.
For sure.
Well, get out there and take advantage of it at Steve's Hot Dogs, and hopefully they can reopen Crown Candy here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've determined, you know, if you're trying to go out and eat, not all the places have been able to reopen, even though they've been given permission by in the county, that is, by Sam Page. Some have still chosen not to reopen their dining areas.
Well, and the capacity only still being at 25% is still a problem.
Huge
problem. I mean, for the ones that capacity is small anyway, it's a problem. And then having to turn people away because you can't bring them in. I mean, even this isn't a restaurant thing, but I tried to take the girls ice skating yesterday with some friends, and we got there early, and we couldn't get in because of capacity.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Hopefully they address it soon. It's got to get better here shortly, or these businesses are going to go away forever. Mm. Hey, coming up, the Center for Immigration Studies on the migrant caravan headed for the southern border, plus our friend Chris Arps when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.